into hour number two tonight. Thanks for joining us. I want to go to another clip. This is Tucker with the New York Times reporter. Who's morally repulsive? More repulsive, Ted Cruz or Nick Fuentes? And she basically says Nick Fuentes. So somebody actually lying, getting everybody killed, is good, but Nick Fuentes is bad. And then we talk about the Daily Wire losing another 50% of its staff after a year ago, losing another 50 because nobody's watching them. Here it is.
Who do you think is more morally repulsive, Ted Cruz
or Nick Fuentes? Think is more morally repulsive?
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a sitting U.S. senator who has called for the killing of people who did nothing wrong, whole populations who advocated for this war. Nick Fuentes is like a kid. He's like 26 or 70. He has no power except his words. Here you have a public official who we pay, who has actual power, who's voting for things, who's making policy decisions. And those decisions would include, in fact, they are focused on the murder of people who did nothing wrong. And yet no one thinks it's a big deal. Well, this is totally fine. I mean, if there's tape of Nick Fuentes saying we should kill people because we hate their parents, or it's okay to kill children, I would love to see the tape because that's disgusting. And that's basically what the entire U.S. Senate does every single day, and no one notices. Nick Fuentes said something naughty that I disagreed with. He made fun of things that I don't think I would never make fun
He's
of them.
He's a white nationalist who's denied the Holocaust. And what I will say,
okay,
from
but
my
is that
own
worse
understa-
than killing kids?
From my understanding of my own, you know, I was just in Germany recently, and you know, it was such a good reminder that the Holocaust didn't start with the gassing of Jews. It started with the dehumanization of Jews. It was language that was used. And again, right. That is what it concerns people.
I couldn't agree more. And that's why when you have a U.S. senator, a member of Congress, a U.S. ambassador waving away civilian deaths as if they don't matter, that's the language of genocide, which results, and this is the lesson of the Holocaust, in genocide itself. And it has. So the lesson for me, really, watching all of this, is that this can happen in civilized countries. In all human beings, there is the capacity to ignore the evil right in front of you. And my point is, it's happening right now. And my job, to the extent I have one, I don't really have a job, but I just want to remind people that we're all capable of that, including me, and that we're watching it right now. And if you think that Nick Fuentes is a greater threat to other human beings than Ted Cruz, I would love to know how.
I can imagine people hearing this and thinking you are soft-pedaling Nick Fuentes. You are apologizing
for
Nick Fuentes.
I'm hardly soft-pedaling Nick Fuentes. I'm trying to awaken people to killing of innocents in our midst.
Current crimes.
Which we are not only encouraged to ignore, but really told
we're
to
We're denying
ignore
a new Holocaust.
Being denounced.
Exactly. That's what it's about. One that we can
and
see.
And I'm just saying, no, one that's I'm confirmed. Not doing that.
We're also going to talk tonight about a massive round of layoffs at the Daily Wire. Oh, you hate to see it. So sad. So sad. Candace Owens says that 50%, half of the Daily Wire staff was let go today in a huge round of layoffs at their Nashville headquarters. Daily Wire has confirmed that it's another round of layoffs. Their most recent one was last year around March. It's almost exactly a year ago. But they say it's not half of their staff. It's nowhere close to half. But it's a lot of them. So we'll talk about that too. Pretty epic to see. And you got to give credit where it's due. Candace Owens destroyed the Daily Wire. It's like,